Here with head coach Justin Stuckey in his second campaign with the men's and women's tennis program. And first of all, coach, thanks for taking some time with us as we look forward to your fall campaign, part of a full campaign, 2009 and 2010 of tennis. And I guess we begin with congratulations on such a spectacular 2008-2009 campaign. And obviously expectations are pretty high here again in your second year.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Ben. I really appreciate that. Yes, expectations are definitely high again, and we're looking forward to this upcoming season. But for both the men's and women's tennis teams, there's lots of room for improvements with our doubles strategies and single strategies, too. So we're looking forward to this year.
Take us back to 2008-2009 a little bit, beginning with the men. 15-8, you guys finished fourth in the North Coast Athletic Conference Tournament, 3-1 in the NCAC West Division. Obviously, you guys want to be contenders for the NCAC Championship, but that was a big step, especially considering you guys tripled your win total from a year before.
Yes, it was definitely a big step. We also finished ranked 24th in the region for the final rankings. And the guys, they definitely understand now that there's a level of expectations that they need to hold themselves to. That was a good foundation for something of what's to come. So now they've even started to push themselves in the off seasons with playing tournaments and whatnot during the summer to kind of give them that extra step, that foot forward for when it comes time for our fall season and spring season. The women's team on the same side, they have a certain level of expectations now for themselves, and they definitely feel like there's a lot to improve on and definitely take away from what they learned from the conference championships last year.
15 wins, the most since 2002-2003, a large part of that, a very young team. You had your number one singles man be a senior, and so he has long since gone, Brad Seymour. But beyond that, you've got a number of young men, including Bobby Fischer, who was all-conference honorable mention, also Stefan Antwi. Who do you really look to step up and maybe fill in that number one singles role this year?
Oh, yeah, Brad was a big part of our team last year. He was the number one singles player and played number one doubles and two doubles, and he will be missed. But we have junior Bobby Fischer who is really looking forward. I think he's really stepping forward and really excited about stepping up into the top part of the lineup. Also, there is Andy Lamb and Craig Lodz. And Craig is a senior this year, and he played roughly between the five singles position, but he's played all over the lineup, even as high as number two singles. So there's a lot of leadership and young talent that we have that I'm really excited to see, because they're actually really looking forward to stepping into the lineup and showing what they can do within our conference and within the region.
In terms of doubles pairings, obviously it'll take a little bit of time to get out to the courts and determine which teams have the best chemistry, but any team right now that you can peg as being one of your perhaps top doubles teams this year?
Ben, that's kind of still up in the air right now. To be honest with you, we have so many different combinations that it's sometimes a little scary and it's frightening as a coach, because there's so many possibilities. It's a great thing to have, because you have so many strong doubles players, but on any given day, someone could be playing with somebody different. So it's a great situation to be in, because you have a lot of talent, but at the same time, it shows for a lot of different scenarios that we can use for our doubles lineup throughout the whole entire season. And I really feel like there won't really be a specific time when probably up until the conference season when it really gets kind of set in stone what that doubles lineup will be for 1, 2, and 3 for the men's team.
The reason that the team had so much success last year was because you had so many first-year step up and really take on some leadership roles and play in some pretty big matches for you guys. Any new faces that you would like to hopefully see stepping up into that role again this year?
It's going to be really interesting to see. We do have a freshman from Cincinnati named Stuart Zorn. He came from Wyoming High School, and his team actually just finished second in the state for Division II right before we came here. We also have a freshman by the name of Sergei Fishkin, who's from Belarus. We call him Serge, and he definitely is a great player. It's going to be really interesting to see, because they already are coming out and practicing, doing captain's practices and whatnot, and they are already pushing each other. And, you know, the freshmen are definitely pushing the upperclassmen. There's also a Nick Lugwid and who's also pushing players too, so it's good to see.
Turning focus to the women's team, that was a program, much like the men, that had all sorts of firsts, at least in a long time for that program. 15-5, it tied a school record with the best winning percentage as part of the North Coast Athletic Conference. finished fifth in the NCAC tournament. I know that was a little bit of a disappointment after such a great regular season. 2-1 in the North Coast Athletic Conference West Division, and there's another team that has a tremendous amount of talent returning from last year.
Yes, I'm really excited about the ladies, the Wittenberg tennis program on the ladies' side, and they definitely didn't really lose too much. Yes, we lost our senior number one player, Allison Earhart, who I think had been on our conference team for three of her 4 years, her collegiate career here, and at the same time, we have a lot of the freshman players back from last year. We have a Maggie Stewart, a Jackie Stevens. We also have Keisha Nolan. We have Alex Cummings, and they're all going to be pushing each other. Also, I'm sorry, Ann Beach, and they're all going to be pushing each other. And last year they pushed each other and pushed the returners. And I'm really excited about them because they have kind of that chip on your shoulder type of thing where it looks like they have a lot to prove. And I really say that about them because they definitely do have a lot to prove, because they are a very talented group of girls, and I'm really looking forward to their season.
Talk a little bit about your senior leader maybe this year, Sean Delaney, also Jane Miley, who's going to step up into a major leadership role as a junior. Last year, Miley was 13-2 at the number two spot, and Delaney was one of your top doubles players as well. So talk a little bit about the leadership that you expect from those players.
Yes, I definitely expect a leadership from those players. Sean Delaney, she was a great doubles player for us last year, and she came up with some good ones, even beat a regionally ranked team with her partner, Kat Sundstrom, who graduated last year. Looking forward to her coming back. Jane Miley is a tenacious player. She's going to be probably in the top half of our lineup. She's our junior leader, and she definitely has that, as we like to say, eye of the tiger. So she definitely takes care of that. As far as another captain, another senior, which is Emily Nash, who has been a 4-year starter here for us, and I'm definitely looking forward to her leadership too. They all kind of come together and know now what it takes to be successful on the court, so they're all ready to step into that role.
Here with head coach Justin Stuckey of the men's and women's tennis program. Last year you had Jane Miley and Jackie Stevens finish 15-0 as a doubles pair. Obviously, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. One would imagine those two will see some time on the court with each other.
They will definitely see some time on the court together. 15-0 is definitely a tremendous feat, considering that we played against some Division I schools, Division II schools, NAIA schools, all level scholarship programs. And for them to have that type of record is really an attest to I guess how well they work together when they're playing doubles. Again, there are still a lot of different combinations that we will try out just because we will have a new team and we will have incoming freshmen. But I was very, very pleased with their play for doubles last year.
Talk a little bit, not so much now about the team, but about you as a coach specifically, Justin. This is your second season. Obviously, 365 days ago or so, we were talking for the first time and talking about some of the challenges that you would face as a freshman coach. Now talk about it heading into your sophomore season, maybe some of the things that you've learned.
I've definitely learned that as far as with our team, I think the players are actually now more used to my style, and I'm really looking forward to that because now they understand what it takes to perform at the level that it will take to do well in this conference, as in win the conference and to get high into the regional rankings. That would probably be the number one thing that I'm really looking forward to. Like I said, the players, I think they definitely picked up on what my strategies are and what I expect from them within the doubles and singles game. So it's definitely something that I'm looking forward to.
Taking a look at your fall schedule, the women kick off the season on September 12th. They take on Ohio Dominican as well as Wilmington College. And the men's team will take to the courts a few days later. They're going to play at Cedarville. Talk a little bit about what you expect to see during the fall campaign. Obviously, it doesn't bear any sort of consequence on your conference rankings, but at the same time, obviously a fairly important session to get some players some experience.
It definitely is an important session to get them some experience. It definitely can help with our regional rankings for both the men's and women's team by playing those schools. Ohio Dominican is NAIA and Wilmington is Division III, but as far as on the women's side, I'm really looking forward to see what exactly the freshmen that have came in this year can offer the team as far as what their doubles play and singles play. The returners, they know what to expect, and I expect that, you know, they know what I expect as far as their level of play and what we expect on the court. And And so I'm pretty excited about that. But as far as on the men's side, we'll be looking this year to kind of raise the level a little bit. We've kind of went out there and we're playing a UD invite, which is going to allow us to play against Division I schools like Valparaiso and University of Dayton. And we're really looking forward to, and I'm really looking forward to that also because of the fact that we're going to be able to push ourselves against that level of competition, which will better prepare us for our spring season when it comes time to play against our conference rivals and our conference schools.
It's still a ways away, but obviously you could probably go on ahead and project who the conference will select as the top two teams on both the men's and women's sides. It'll be Denison and Kenyon in some order heading into the spring season. You guys made strides towards getting closer to both of those programs this year. More strides expected this year. How do you foresee those coming about?
Yes, I do foresee those strides coming. Like I said before, this is a level of foundation. We've now raised the level, and we're now at a certain point, and we're ready to step in and push a little further. We're going to put the work in on the court and off the court so that we can achieve those goals. And both teams are willing and ready to do what it takes to achieve those goals. So I'm really excited about that.
Also excited about a spring trip that you guys are looking to help fundraise for. Talk a little bit about one of your fundraising prospects for this upcoming season.
Yes, we're definitely going to be putting together a tennis tournament between faculty and students here at Wittenberg, and everybody will have the chance to play against anybody. And it'll be a tournament format. It'll be towards the middle of October. Our information will be posted on the website, on the tennis website. And basically, it will give the opportunity for us to be able to travel for spring break. But we're looking forward to that tournament. It'll be open to all, and it'll take place on the weekend.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you taking some time with us today, and best of luck. The season kicks off here in just a couple weeks.
Thanks, man. Go Tigers.
That is head coach Justin Stuckey of the men's and women's tennis teams talking Tiger tennis here on the Tiger Sports Network.